so much grift, so much fraud, so much criminal corruption in this movie that we're watching. It's all political theater. We'll expose it all in Jesus' name. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, January 24th, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, this week, the Republican National Committee is electing its chairman for the next 2 years. And they tell us that this is a really important job because the RNC oversees the organization of the GOP presidential primaries and the actual nominating convention. The RNC has huge power to fundraise and distribute that money to various races around the country. Honestly, we can't see an upside to this, not at all. Because millions of dollars, your money, is then sent to be filtered through what can only be described as a totally rigged political process. Run, by the way, by Republicans who themselves put Dominion machines in place in order to produce an end result of giving you a fake, completely stolen election. For the last 6 years, the RNC chair has been Ronna Romney McDaniel. She got the job for no other reason but because she's Mitt Romney's niece, and for some reason, she's managed to keep it despite messing up every election she helped to steal. I mean, helped to oversee. In 2018, she and Paul Ryan presided over handing the U.S. House to Nancy Pelosi. In 2020, Ronna Romney helped lose the White House, not the least because she completely failed to prepare for fraud and let a bunch of states be stolen right out from under her. Oh, and after that, she refused Donald Trump's repeated requests for RNC funds to be spent on election audits and recounts in key states like Arizona and Georgia. Oh, and then in 2022, she messed it up again. She did nothing to protect election integrity and produced one of the most pathetic midterm results of any party in U.S. history. But now Ronna Romney is running for her fourth term. Besides being a screw-up on elections and virtually every other level, Ronna Romney also just wastes donors' money. And we're not talking about the phony stories put out by the mainstream press about lavish trips and private jets, though those are egregiously wasteful. No, Republican candidates, party committees, leadership PACs, joint fundraising committees, they all brought in a combined $2.6 billion in the 2022 cycle alone. Billion, with a B. All to give you a pathetic 5-seat majority in the U.S. House. Most of that cash was routed through Ronna Romney-approved committees, meaning that if Turtle Lord Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy or Ronna Romney did not approve of a candidate, those candidates did not see a dime of that money. So she took $2.6 billion, lost seats in the Senate, nearly lost the House, all with a disastrous pants crapper of a president pretending to allegedly sit in the White House. And she has the audacity to ask you to let her sit in charge of the next $2.6 billion the Republican fundraising grift fleeces off of its donors. Disgusting. Under Ronna Romney, the RNC spent $300,000 on flowers for their events. Mind you, that's more than the value of my primary residence, just to be 100% candid here. They spent $75,000 on entertainment. They spent $500,000 on private jet flights. And the DNC, by the way, despite having a whole lot more money, didn't spend nearly that much on private jets. In 2022, the RNC spent $5,000 on Lululemon and classified it as office expense. Oh, and don't even get me started about Romney's open and proud advocacy for welcoming and celebrating rainbow butt plug Hershey Highway riding degeneracy directly into a party that's supposed to be built on family values and Christianity. Yet Fox News will tell you to get on board with McCarthy and Ronna. This is Hollywood. It's a movie. It's all a fake illusion. The politics that you see on Fox News or Mark Levin and Sean Hannity or The Daily Wire and The Blaze, completely 100% fake. And at this point, anyone who disputes this will have to prove us wrong. All of those outlets and more are in on Ronna Romney's $2.6 billion scam. They get paid to hide this from you. Donald Trump is backing Ronna's pick, Michael Whatley, for vice chair. Michael Whatley nearly lost North Carolina in 2020 and would have were it not for Donald Trump and our friends at National File, who destroyed the political career of $100 million Democrat Manchurian candidate Cal Cunningham. These aren't monies raised for votes. We want to be clear here. Voting is fake. This is bribe cash. But now here we are in early 2023, and Trump is helping run us pick Michael Whatley, the guy who nearly lost North Carolina for him. And Trump is helping Rana behind the scenes to secure her win. The Republican Party is a sham criminal racketeering organization, and by all appearances, it looks like right now, at least on its face, Donald Trump is in on the scam. This can't go on. And God willing, it won't go on. There's two people challenging Rana. One of them is Republican lawyer Harmeet Dillon. The other is our great friend, Mike Lindell. Steve Stern is a grassroots conservative activist and has been fighting hard for Lindell's candidacy, and he joins us now. Steve, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I've been in business 69 years, and I'm a businessman, and that's why I am supporting Mike Lindell.
Yeah, the Republican Party is a Soviet-style racketeering and mob operation that shakes down donors in various constituent industries in sort of a protection-style racket. So what will it take for an outsider like Mike Lindell to get under the hood of this $2.6 billion cycle fraud operation to clean house? What does he have to do? Will they even come close to allowing him to do that?
It's going to be tough. You know, he's going out and today, and he'll be out at Dana Point talking to all the National Committee men and committee women. I've been on six programs supporting him. What I've told everybody, if they want to call me, I'll give them the National Committee women, committee man, head of the Republican Party to call so that they can tell him why we want to support the pillow guy. We love him because he's grassroots. So we have a Zoom meeting every other week, and he came on it for the last 15 minutes, a couple of weeks ago, told everybody why he wanted to run. He's a businessman. He's not going to take a salary. So right away, you save all that money. He's going to save the Republican Party a lot of money. He knows all the donors. So he's going to help. The problem is we have rhinos. We got everybody in the sun. We don't have a lot of MAGA people that are working. I've spoke to a lot of the National Committee women and the committee man, and you know they still like Rona, and you know because they're just establishment people. So one of the things we do is we're calling all our people that are part of precinctstrategy.com. So a lot of people ask me what's precinctstrategy.com and how are we going to get involved. So we have 400,000 slots. 200,000 people involved in the country. And many of them, when we listen to them on TV, have been calling. So the grassroots wants Mike, but you know, it's going to take a lot. So he's going out there. He's produced a video. We sent out 35,000 emails. They sent out emails. So we're covering our ground. So we know who we want to win. The question is, how do we get him to win? So he's going to be going out there. He's got, you know, about 30 votes so far racked up. Let's see if he can convince the people to, you know, to vote for him. You know, he has all the tools that can help. So, you know, what are we going to do to help? We can only just call and we can only ask the people to do it. I've spoke to a lot of the committee men myself. One of them is down in the Virgin Islands. She's supporting him. She's trying to get, you know, other people to do it. She's the only Black committee woman in the Republican Party. And so, you know, we try to help. Now, why I like him also is because, you know, he's a grassroots guy. He spent $40 million on trying to get the elections taken care of. I was with President Trump 2 days before the election. He asked me what I thought about the election. You know, I said, look, based upon what's going on, you know, I don't think anybody could win. So we have a Zoom with 150 of the top people. It's going to be January 31st, both in the precinct strategy and in the election integrity. Anybody who would like to come on, we're glad to have them on. We've got the top people. Last time, Mike spoke for 15 minutes, answered a lot of questions in both Zooms, why he wanted to be the head of the Republican Party. And many of those questions that he answered were exactly what we got to do.
If Ronna Romney, Steve, becomes the party chair going into 2024, isn't it completely obvious that the party will do everything that they can to defeat Trump in the primary? Why on earth is he cutting a deal with Ronna behind the scenes and backing Trump-hating Tom Tillis's butt boy, Mike Whatley?
Well, you know, Trump has made some mistakes, as we know. You know, I've talked to him and, you know, he's going to have a rally this week. And we've asked him to talk about these things and, you know, ask him to support our precinct strategy and get people involved. Unless we can get more people involved, think about this. We got 60 million people who are Republican voters. We got 200,000 involved. Where are they? So unless the Republicans get involved, it's not going to happen. Doesn't make any difference what he does or what he doesn't do or who he supports. You know, I work with him. He supported some of my candidates during the election 2 days before. He endorsed General Bullock. He endorsed Major Malloy. And, you know, they lost. And that's because there's a lot of fraud going on. There's also a lot of things that he does that people don't like. But, you know, he works the best he can. Maybe he doesn't think that whoever else that gets in there is going to do the job. I know that off the record that about a month or 2 months ago, Ronna came to him and I got pictures, had pictures of it, saying she wasn't even going to run for the job, and that she had brought four people, which I saw the pictures of, a friend of mine showed it to me, that she decided that she wasn't going to run again. So it makes no sense that now all of a sudden she's back in. You know what I'm saying? So somebody must have convinced her, because she has 150 of the top voters, top donors supporting her, which makes no sense.
Mike is a Christian. Mike is a Jesus-believing Christian. Ronna, on the other hand, famously pushing the fake gay global agenda. She's been beat up a little bit for that, but nearly not enough, in my opinion. Harmeet Dillon, who's another California Republican, also partial to homosexual influence peddling butt sluts like Scott Pressler. And don't even get me started on Matt Schlappentickle. So how do we get the Republican Party to stop pushing these Peter-puffing butt piracy that they seem to be so infatuated with? How can Mike stop the fetishizing of God-hating, flamboyant homosexuals who seem to run the Republican Party?
Well, he can only get involved more. That's all we know. We've talked to him about getting involved in Minnesota with our guy, David Penn, who's controlling a lot of stuff that's going on, because, you know, we know that Minnesota is very Democratic. But you know what? If the people come and work, which Penn is doing, and he's getting together with Mike to take over Minnesota, they got to work hard. I mean, we go on TV for 3 years asking people to get involved. And, you know, a lot of the people who try to get involved are knocked off by the people in their states. In other words, you go to a Republican committee and you try to get involved. And a lot of these chairmen who are, you know, connected with Ronna and a lot of the other people block them from getting in. So every day we get calls. I mean, I fielded 700 calls from all the programs that in. We're learning a lot. But, you know, I would say that, you know, now we're working with a lot of generals to get people involved. We know that they are our leaders and they can, be, you know, be very helpful in getting involved. So the only thing that's going to happen, we got 2 years till the next election. We got to get people off the couch and start to working. So what they can do is, if they want, they can give me a call. I'll tell them how to get involved, because a lot of people don't know how to get involved in the Republican Party and take it back over. We need the MAGA people to step up. They got to go to their Google thing, look up Republican Party of their county and try to get in. If they have problems, you know, every time I go on a program, they're calling me and say, hey, we're not able to get in. Well, you get 100 people together and you get in. And that's what happened over in Sarasota when General Flynn got involved in Sarasota as a committee man. He's helped us with a lot of people over the last 2 or 3 months. He's gotten a lot of people in. We've got in Florida, we had a lot of elections for chairman. And a lot of our MAGA people got in and they're starting to get things done where they couldn't get it done before because they were stopped.
Yeah.
I'm working with, you know, General Flynn, and General Bodock and many other generals in order to get more people involved. There are natural leaders. And if they ask people to get involved, they're going to get involved. So I just started doing this maybe about 3 weeks ago. General Flynn introduced me to a lot of his friends. General Bodock has done that. Major Malloy. So we got to get the people involved. The only way to get involved, look, if we had another 200,000-300,000 people making phone calls, we could get Mike elected. It's going to be a tough deal out there, but he's working his butt off. He was on an hour and a half on a program yesterday with Tina Peters, talking to people, asking them how they can help.
Yeah, I consider Mike Lindell a friend. I'm here in Minnesota, in his home state. We've traveled together. We have spent hours together talking. I believe that he's authentic. Who else spends $40 million of their own money? Mike Lindell didn't need to do any of that. He didn't need to do any of that. He's a patriot who's fighting for this country. The RNC chairmanship is picked by 168 handpicked insiders. Insiders who were installed by the same political hacks like Romney, who now ask for their votes. So they're loyal to her and to her direction. Even if somebody else wins, in about a minute here, isn't it true that they'll have to cut deals with the party donors and bosses like Paul Singer, who pushed this agenda on the GOP in order to keep these billions coming?
Well, that's why it takes all the people on the ground. You know what I'm saying? If we get people elected, we can turn this. Now, it's going to be a tough situation, but once we find out who's going to be the head of the Republican Party, we're going to have to get to these major donors and ask them to start donating directly to the candidates. Because, you know, a lot of these candidates don't get money. I'll just give you a perfect example.
That's right.
I work with a girl, Carla Spaulding, running against Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She called Ronna 50 times. I called her 25 times. And that's why I'm against her. She never called back. She's in charge of all our people. You know, we're the ground floor. We're the people that work under her. If she wanted to call us, how can we get the job done?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
We're going to take over the party from the ground up. And that's how it's going to happen.
A complete rethink. And that means real America First patriots to take over this whole establishment. These fossils in this uniparty have completely driven this country into the ground, and it doesn't look like it's coming back unless we retake this country. Steve Stern, thank you so much for all of your insight. We appreciate you being here.
My pleasure, and hopefully get back again.
Yeah, anytime, Steve. We'll make it happen. You know, I've talked about a tax revolt. What if we all just stop paying taxes, stop funding our own demise? Funding the most corrupt country in all of Europe, Ukraine. You know, the Nazis committing war criminals there, spending billions of dollars there. Spending billions of dollars here. And who's doing it? The Republican National Committee? These fossils in this uniparty establishment, corrupt criminal enterprise, fake government? Well, you can stop paying taxes and not go to jail legally, says Payman Motahedra of Freedom Law School. It's been 29 years, almost 30 years now, since this guy's paid taxes. And he's helped countless other people stop paying taxes because he says there's no law requiring you to pay taxes. Go to livefreenow.org. Livefreenow.org and check it out. Freedom Law School, Payman Motahedra will help you to not pay taxes. He says there is no law. There is no way that you'll go to jail, says he. And 29 years, no taxes paid. Here he is, still free to talk about it. Livefreenow.org. We'll be right back.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Was that Damar Hamlin at the Bills game this last Sunday? Did you see that weird, bizarre spectacle? We're going to talk about that coming up next. First, I'm sure that you won't mind me telling you how to save everything that you've ever worked hard for. Yeah, I'm going to take 30 seconds here to tell you about Goldco, my good friends over there, helping countless Americans to protect themselves against the inevitable great financial reset. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, investment accounts, everything that you've worked hard to save. If you have $50,000 or more in an IRA or a 401k, it's all at imminent risk. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call them right now. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Get up to $10,000 in free silver when you mention Stu Peters. Calling Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show right now.